All right, so get ready for this. Today we're doing a deep dive into Turkey's economy and looking at how income inequality has changed there. Let me tell you, it's a real head scratcher. You'd think with everything going on in Turkey, you know, the ups and downs economically, inequality would be, well, increasing, right?
It would seem that way, wouldn't it?
But get this. Today we're looking at research that actually found the opposite.
Yeah. The research we're diving into today is by Tamcock and Tarul, and they really dug deep. I mean, we're talking over a decade's worth of data on wages, income, consumption, a whole nine yards. And what they found is, well, surprising to say the least.
Yeah, surprising is an understatement. Basically, they found that between 2002 and 2016, every single measure of inequality they looked at actually decreased in Turkey.
Decreased? Can you believe that? Most countries saw inequality rise during that same period.
It's completely counter to the global trend. So that obviously begs the question, what in the world is Turkey doing differently?
Right. What's their secret?
And I'm guessing the answer is not so simple.
Not even a little bit. But luckily, Tamcock and Tarul, they point to three major factors that help explain this really unexpected trend.
Okay. I am on the edge of my seat. Lay it on me. What's the first one we're talking about?
Right. Let's talk minimum wage.
Okay, minimum wage. Hit me with it.
So in most countries, when you see minimum wage increases, they're usually pretty small, you know, just trying to keep up with inflation, that kind of thing.
Right, right.
But not in Turkey. No, they went big. We're talking 119% increase in the real net minimum wage over those 14 years.
Whoa, hold on. 119%. Are you serious?
I'm telling you, it was a massive jump.
Wow. Okay. So just to put that into perspective for our listeners, how much did average earnings grow during that same period?
Yeah, good point. So average earnings, those only went up by 56%.
So less than half of the minimum wage increase. That's wild.
Exactly. It was a huge difference. And remember, when a big chunk of your workforce, like we're talking around 40% in Turkey's case, is earning at or close to minimum wage, well, raising that floor is going to have a ripple effect.
Yeah, it's like a rising tide, kind of. But in this case, it's intentionally lifting up those at the bottom the most.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they found.
Okay. Fascinating. So big minimum wage bump. That's factor number one. What's the second thing that was going on in Turkey during this time?
All right. So the second key player here was the shrinking of Turkey's informal economy.
Okay. So fewer people working under the table, basically.
Exactly. Less of that off the books kind of stuff. And this is huge for a couple of reasons. First off, when more people are being paid on the books, so to speak, it's easier to see what's going on, you know, to track wages and make sure things are fair.
Yeah, more transparency for sure.
Right. And secondly, it usually means a shift towards more stable jobs, you know, the kind with benefits and more security, which can make a big difference for people's economic well-being.
It's like they're bringing more people into the system where there are at least some protections. That definitely seems like it would help reduce inequality.
Exactly. It's all connected.
Okay, so two down, one to go. What's the third factor?
All right, so this last one might seem a little more obvious, but it's important to mention because it played a big role. The social safety net.
Okay, like government assistance programs.
Exactly. Things like that. So during this period, Turkey really ramped up spending on those kinds of programs. And I mean, any economist will tell you that investing in a strong social safety net, it's basically investing in a more equitable society.
Makes sense.
But what's really interesting is that the amount Turkey increased spending was pretty remarkable. So it wasn't just that they were investing in these programs, it was the sheer size of that investment.
So we've got these three big factors working together. A booming minimum wage, a shrinking informal economy, and a big boost to social safety nets. Sound like a recipe for, well, a fair economic playing field.
Right. Seems like a pretty winning combination.
But I have a feeling it can't be quite that simple. Did the researchers find any surprises when they looked closer at the data?
Oh, absolutely. While the big picture shows this decline in inequality, things get really interesting when we zoom in on specific groups.
Okay. Like what? Give me an example.
Let's talk about the education premium for a second.
Yeah.
You know, that advantage you get in the job market just by having a college degree.
Right. The whole education is the key to success thing.
Exactly. Now, here in most of the world, that education premium is actually increasing.
Yeah. It seems like you need a college degree for just about everything these days.
Exactly. But in Turkey, get this, they found that during the same period, that advantage actually decreased.
Wait, seriously? The education premium decreased?
Yeah.
That's wild. I mean, isn't that the opposite of what we're seeing in most other developed countries?
Precisely. You'd think with technology advancing so rapidly, a college degree would be more valuable than ever. But Turkey is like, nope, we're doing things our own way.
That is fascinating. I wonder what's driving that.
It's a good question, and it really makes you wonder about what's happening in their labor market that's so different from the rest of the world.
So we're seeing this shrinking education premium in Turkey, which is pretty mind-boggling. What about the gender pay gap? Any movement there?
Yeah, so when it comes to the gender pay gap, unfortunately, it's kind of what you'd expect. Men are still earning more on average than women in Turkey.
Yeah, not surprising, but definitely not ideal. Though it sounds like maybe that gap narrowed a bit, too.
You're right, it did. The researchers found that the gender pay gap also decreased during the study period, kind of similar to that education premium we were talking about.
Okay, interesting. So is that a sign that things are actually getting more equal for women in the Turkish workforce? Or is there something else going on beneath the surface?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the researchers were really careful to point out that this narrowing gap, it might not just be because women are suddenly being paid more fairly for the same work.
Right. There could be other factors at play.
Exactly. It could be that more women are moving into higher paying sectors or roles, you know, or maybe there are other shifts in the types of jobs women are doing. We need more research to really tease that apart.
Yeah. It's like, is it real progress or is it just kind of a side effect of something else? It's important to figure that out.
Exactly. It's always more complicated than it seems on the surface.
Right. Always.
Yes.
Did the researchers look into any other interesting patterns when they were analyzing these wage gaps?
They did. They also dove into something called the experience premium.
Okay. And the experience premium is?
Basically, it's the advantage that older, more experienced workers have in the job market.
Right. So someone who's been in the workforce for a while, has tons of experience under their belt, you'd assume they'd be in a good position.
You would think so, right. But what they found in Turkey is that this advantage, it actually decreased during the time period they were looking at.
Wait, really? So even with more experience, older workers weren't necessarily earning more.
Exactly. It's a head scratcher, right?
It really is. Any theories as to why that might be?
Well, one possible explanation they pointed to has to do with demographics. Turkey, like a lot of countries, has an aging workforce.
Right. More and more people are getting older and fewer are entering the workforce.
Exactly. And what happens when you have a larger pool of older workers? More competition.
Makes sense. More competition for jobs, less leverage to demand higher wages, maybe?
Exactly. It's supply and demand playing out in the labor market.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about how inequality played out across different groups within Turkey. But how does all of this compare to what's happening in other parts of the world? Did the researchers compare their findings to, say, the U.S. or Europe?
They did, and it's really helpful context. So first off, it's important to remember that when we're talking about this period, Turkey actually started out with higher levels of inequality compared to many developed countries.
So they had further to fall, in a sense.
Exactly. But the interesting thing is, when you look at the rate of decline, it's actually pretty similar to what's been observed in Russia.
Wow, that's an interesting parallel, especially because, economically speaking, Turkey and Russia have taken such different paths.
Right. It makes you wonder what underlying factors they might be sharing that are driving this trend.
You know, what really stands out to me about all of this is just how quickly these shifts in inequality happened in Turkey. It's pretty remarkable, especially when you compare it to the pace of change in other countries.
It's true. It makes you wonder if there was something specific that triggered such rapid change, you know? Like, was it certain policies, social factors?
Right. It's almost like they hit a trifecta of policies that, when implemented together, had this amplified effect on inequality. Pretty amazing. So much to think about here. I'm really curious to hear what your thoughts are about the future. I mean, this research gives us a fascinating snapshot of the past, but what about the big unknowns? What questions does this raise for you about the future of inequality in Turkey? It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it, all these surprising trends and unexpected findings about inequality in Turkey.
Right. You go into it thinking one thing, and then bam, the data throws you a curveball. It really makes you question some of those assumptions we have about inequality being this inevitable force, you know? Like, Turkey's over here saying, hold my tea, watch this. Seriously, they really flipped the script on that one. But, and maybe I'm being a bit too cautious here, but it does make me wonder about the other side of the coin. I mean, even with the best intentions, sometimes policies can have unintended consequences. So, playing devil's advocate a little, What are some potential downsides to these policies that, at least on the surface, seem to have been so effective at reducing inequality in Turkey?
That's a great question, and you're right to be thinking critically about it. We always have to consider the full picture. So let's start with that minimum wage hike.
Okay, yeah, that 119% increase. Amazing on the one hand, but...
Exactly. While there's no doubt it helped a lot of people, there's always that question of, okay, but can businesses actually handle this? Especially smaller businesses, they might struggle to keep up with those rising labor costs. Right, that's usually the big concern, right? If you raise the minimum wage too high too fast, you risk businesses cutting jobs to make ends meet. Did the researchers find any evidence of that happening in Turkey?
You know, they didn't specifically address that in the study, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on. This research gives us a great snapshot, but it only goes up to 2016. It highlights how important it is to keep monitoring these things, because even well-intentioned policies can backfire if we're not careful.
It's a good reminder that there are always trade-offs, aren't there? What about that shrinking informal economy? More transparency, more people on the books. Sounds good in theory, but are there any potential downsides there?
Absolutely. Remember, for a lot of people working in the informal sector, it's often out of necessity. They might not have the means or the support to navigate the formal sector with all its rules and regulations.
So if you push too hard for formalization, you could actually end up hurting the very people you're trying to help.
Exactly. It's a balancing act for sure. You have to make sure those safety nets and support systems are in place to catch people if they fall through the cracks.
Yeah, it's not enough to just bring people into the system. You have to equip them to succeed within it.
Okay. Last but not least, that increase in social spending seems like a no-brainer, but any potential pitfalls there we should be thinking about?
The big one is always sustainability. Can you keep funding these programs over the long term, especially if the economy takes a downturn? Governments have to be really strategic about that, because if those funds dry up, it can create a whole new set of problems, right? Like a sudden withdrawal of support that people have come to rely on. Not good. Okay, so taking everything into account, the positive trends we discussed, these potential downsides, and all the economic uncertainty Turkey has faced in recent years, what's your overall takeaway? Is Turkey on track to hold on to these gains in equality, or are we looking at a totally different economic landscape in the years to come?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And if I had a crystal ball, I'd tell you. But the reality is, it's so complex, and there's no easy answer. This research is amazing because it shows us just how powerful these targeted policy interventions can be. It really gives you hope that we can create a more equitable world. But it also reminds us that context matters a lot.
Right. What works in one place at one time.
Exactly. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
That's what makes this so fascinating, though, right? We've uncovered these incredible insights, but we're also left with more questions, more to explore.
Exactly. And that's what I love about economics. It's not just about crunching numbers. It's about understanding the why behind those numbers.
Well said. I think this deep dive has been a perfect example of that. And for our listeners, I think the big takeaway here is to keep your eyes on Turkey. Their economic journey is far from over, and I have a feeling we can all learn a lot from their experiences, both the successes and the challenges. Until next time, keep asking those tough questions and diving deep with us.